It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning, my little fat, tired old friends. I am talking to Dr. Mark Gunderson today about age management. That is why I'm picking on you. Because we're going to talk about weight loss and how not to look like an old sack of crap and how to have sex with your wife and actually have a sex drive and how not to be a dried up old prune when you're receiving sex as an old lady. And these are not your words, Dr. Gunderson. These are mine. So if you guys want to call and talk to Dr. Mark Gunderson, I might let you if you have anything worth adding to the conversation. 823-1920 is the call-in number. Or you can always Facebook me as usual on my personal Facebook page if you have questions or comments, or the MarilynYorkShow.com for emails. So Dr. Gunderson is a local MD who has what we call the Age Management Institute. And he does age management, which is a cutting-edge new sort of technology in the medical field. Let's start with, what the hell is age management, Dr. Gunderson, so that the tired old people listening can tune in?
It's a complete medical practice. We're really trying to optimize diet, control inflammation, everything from teaching people how to eat better. And uniquely, as we age, our hormones decline, and we can restore hormones with the exact same hormones that you have when you're young. So the goal is not to give you too much, but to find the optimal hormone balance. And combine that with a healthy lifestyle, stress reduction, eating well. Weight loss is a real common theme that we're seeing now. America basically is, two-thirds of us are overweight and one-third of us are obese. So really, it's a complete medical practice. It's a little bit more holistic. It's patient-oriented. We get great results. I'm a patient myself, and I'm 57, never felt better. I feel like I'm 25 or 30, and the body responds.
So let's talk about weight loss as a topic specifically, because I totally agree. I mean, you look around and we are a fat bunch of bastards, for being honest. We are giant. And I'm so sick of women and men going in complaining about knee pain or feet pain and going to the podiatrist. And you're like, you're giant. You're 100 pounds overweight. Your feet are crying for help. This is not a mystery. And it seems like the doctors are afraid to even tell them, lose weight. They're like, oh, well, let's do surgery or give you a special foot or sock or this or that or physical therapy. Oh my God, I go to physical therapy for whatever the heck, my wrist. And it's like the Biggest Loser in there. They're giant.
Yeah, we basically, in February, we had a patient weigh 390. He couldn't walk up the stairs. He couldn't have sex.
Thank God, because no one wanted to have sex with him, I hope.
Well, it was hard to find, too. And feet hurt. In February, he was 390 pounds, considering bariatric surgery, which is about a 1% or 2% mortality just from the operation. Basically, I saw him last week weighed 190 pounds. So he had lost 200 pounds since February. So bottom line,
holy crap.
It's one of those wow stories. And if you ask him how it was, he says it was easy. So we have a unique product. It's become very popular nationwide. It's the HCG diet, which is a human chorionic gonadotropin. And it's a female placental hormone that's safe. There's a protocol developed 60 years ago by Dr. Simons. I've researched it for several years. It's now okay to do in Nevada, despite some media press. It's very effective, and uniquely, one of the things that really does well is it allows you to maintain your lean body mass at the same time you switch into fat burning. And there's usually an element of appetite suppression. So there's kind of a goofy protocol. You kind of gorge like you go to Bully's or somewhere for
Claim jumper. You have four mother loads.
People love our gorge phase. You eat 3,000 calories for the first 2 days. You eat pizza. You eat cheesecake.
That's like a diet for that fat dude you just talked about, though. That's like half his normal caloric intake when he's 350.
And then usually after 2 days, you start injections, which are nothing. And usually on day two, you lower your calories. we have different programs, and the weight comes off. Men lose about a pound or so a day, and women lose probably half a pound a day. And most people say it's effortless. There's always individual variation, but it's basically the most successful diet that I've ever seen, and that's a great transition into age management. If I can get somebody who's 30 pounds overweight to lose some weight safely, relatively easily, then that merges into age management, where really we're looking at what is the reason that person is 30 pounds overweight. Is it a matter of they're eating the wrong things, they're eating too many, you know, simple carbohydrates or complex carbohydrates? We talk about glycemic load, glycemic index, which confuses people, but we really need to get down to eating. Really, I'm a biologist and I have a master's in biology, and humans evolved. We were omnivores. We ate a little bit of everything, and you know, we ate lean meat and shellfish, fish, nuts and berries and fruits and vegetables. If you get down to the basics, we can be lean and healthy, and that's what the science proves. And so this is an amazing diet.
Do they keep it off? I mean, when you stop using the injections and eating the low calorie diet, how is the transition into keeping that weight off?
It's very good. What most of my patients feel is that they kind of change their metabolism. We know that the molecule, the HCG, is taken up by the hypothalamus, which controls your appetite center. And what people tell me every day is that they think of food differently. They can't go back to eating the way they did before. Obviously, if they can't change their lifestyle and they go back to eating the heavy emphasis on the starches and the breads and the pasta and, you know, the cereals and the refined carbohydrates, they can gain the weight back. But our patients, for the most part, 90% of them maintain their weight loss.
And do you typically have a diet that you like to see your patients use as a matter of course when they're not on this sort of diet, like the glycemic index diet or something along those lines, because you're talking about carbohydrates?
Yeah, and really, I think the big point is it's what you avoid. If you can cut down on the carbs and the starches, you know, the corned beets and the carrots and the bread and the pasta, the baked potatoes, the french fries, what you're left with is lean protein. It could be fish, it could be chicken, it could be turkey, it could be the good cuts of red meat, and fruits. You know, you want to get most of your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables, nuts and berries. If you concentrate on those, start off with a good breakfast. It could be an egg, you know, it could be omelet. It could be an egg beater omelet.
I was like, do you actually let us eat egg yolks, doctor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa.
And
scandal.
Theoretically, let's say if we all ate organic and a little cleaner, basically our food chain is fairly polluted. And so we raise animals and we feed them corn and grain and we fatten them up, and we can take a chicken and hatch him, and basically he can be on the market in 49 days, and they give him antibiotics and hormones. And if you feed a cow or a pig or a chicken corn products, they basically become very unhealthy themselves and probably will die if they're not butchered. But it creates the fatty acids in the meat are wrong. And so basically what modern medicine, if we've really messed up the food chain, and it's introduced a lot of disease, the atherosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries that we take for normal, really doesn't exist in some societies. African tribe people who live off the land, their cholesterol is probably average 100, and they don't have heart disease.
Oh, well, they also walk around and run and move for a living as opposed to sitting ass center in the chair like me.
Exactly.
Do you think there might be some contribution there?
Exactly. So this is why we have, you know, I went to a bariatrics conference, which is a weight loss conference a couple of Decembers ago, and I was just amazed. I didn't really realize we were the fattest country in the world. So congratulations, we're number one.
At least we finally are number one in something. And Reno is the second drunkest city. Let us not ever forget that important factor that might actually contribute to weight gain. Weird. So what does blood sugar spiking do to you health-wise, doctor? Because you're promoting low glycemic index. What does that actually do for your health?
Well, basically, insulin is secreted by your pancreas in response to sugar load. So if you eat something that's very sugar, like if you eat a baked potato, which is basically sugar molecules stuck together, you release a huge bolus of, you know, huge amount of sugar. Your insulin is released, and it's a storage hormone. Insulin is a storage hormone. So the picture you want to have is, imagine there's a bear in the fall. He's eating berries. He's fattening up. And he lives off his fat in the winter. And so what America's on is we're on a diet of, you know, fast food, supersize me, big portions, big gulps.
Yeah.
Let's have 64 ounces of a, you know, sugary drink.
Or death liquid, like the Diet Coke version.
Yes. And then we have artificial, you know, we have artificial Claim
Jumper.
Food chain.
No offense to Claim Jumper, but seriously, the portion size, like the Motherload cake we were just talking about. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But it's a hard world out there. Sometimes you'll, you know, for instance, a Cobb salad that people say, oh, I've had a salad for...
Yeah, I know the Cobb.
1,350 calories.
That's my favorite indulgence. I would rather eat a Cobb salad than a triple Big Mac. And I know it's the equivalent, but I eat it because it tastes good. So.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's almost a whole day's calories. So the bottom line is, if you, my patients make better choices. And what that does is over time makes a difference. And the average person... I do a diet analysis on people, what do they eat? And I just find that there's about 400 to 500 calories a day that you can easily just get rid of.
And do you take like blood samples and analyze those numbers? So if they lie to you, in other words, like you'll see their triglyceride spike and know they're big fat liars.
Exactly. I do three tests for blood sugars. And, you know, but the diabetic risk is one of my big things that I look at. So I look at insulin levels, which should be low in humans. If they're high, then that means you're in a fat storage stage at all times. I look at hemoglobin A1C, which is a complicated thing. You might have seen a commercial that says, what's your A1C? But it's kind of a measure of your sugar protein bonding in your red blood cell. And it's a measure of blood sugar control over time. And what you see with early diabetes, before your blood sugar actually rises, a normal blood sugar is 70 to 100. Diabetes can be defined anywhere as a fasting blood sugar of 126 to 140, different sources. But the bottom line is, with the insulin levels and the hemoglobin A1C, you're going to be able to evaluate and diagnose the early stages of insulin resistance before you become a frank diabetic. Diabetes has about a 5 or 10 year biochemical trail that if you look for it, you find it, and you adapt a strategy where people can recognize where they're at, and if they can make a change in their lifestyle and their activity and the way they eat, they can make an incredible difference in how they feel. Basically, when blood sugar goes up and down, people don't feel well. They eat sugar, they feel bad. If you eat a bad breakfast, let's say pancakes and syrup and orange juice and toast.
By bad, you mean so good.
Hash browns. You get a sugar, basically in 2 hours, your blood sugar is at the bottom, and then you're at the vending machine looking for the donuts or whatever it is that's going to get your blood sugar up again. So we call that hormonal health.
We have a break that we need to take and talk to our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll keep talking about this and what being overweight does to your body.
Not just news, your chance to talk about it. Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 6 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Now that the kids are back in school, tell them to forget about the bus. You'll drive them there. Think how proud they'll be when all their friends crowd around your certified pre-owned Lexus, which you just picked up at our certified pre-owned season to change event. There's something charming about the wide-eyed oohs and ahs you'll get from all the students, and maybe even Miss Westenhaver herself, the principal. You might even receive an A-plus for intelligence for getting special 0.9% APR financing or brilliant lease rates, which we're offering on every model. And we inspect all our vehicles even more scrupulously than you do. So hurry to the Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Season to Change event, now through November 1st. You might even make little Shalene Wimberly's dad jealous. See Lexus of Reno or visit LexusCPO.com.
36 monthly payments of $28.16 per thousand finance. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important APR program limitations and offer details. Only a limited number of customers will qualify. No down payment required if qualified. Offer ends November 1st, 2010.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
Tonight, oh, down beside that red firelight, oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and I'm laughing as usual at Dell and her fat bottom moment.
They rule the world.
Appropriate song, by the way.
I'm sitting on one right now. So we're talking about overweight and what it does to your body. Dr. Gunderson, enlighten us. If you guys want to call him, 823-1920, or me is the call-in number. What does being significantly overweight? I mean, you say obese. Define obese for us so people know if they're obese.
Well, if you have a body mass index that's over 30, it's your height divided by your weight in a formula.
So get that's on the Google and look it up, people.
Yeah, and what I do is I don't necessarily worry about weight. I look at body fat composition. So I have a goal for females to be under 25% body fat and a male to be under 20. And 95% of people that walk in the door are not there. So
95%, you said?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very few people. And it sounds like those are reasonable numbers. It's just
they do until you said the 95% aren't there.
And when you measure people, so we have a DEXA scan, which is usually used, is we use it for bone density testing. Thin women or women in general, they have problems with osteoporosis more than men, but we have another software that does body composition. So we can tell you to the gram, your bone, muscle, and your fat mass. You get a baseline, and then when we get somebody to their goal, we can look to see, did they lose muscle mass? Did they lose bone? And we can actually tell exactly to the gram where the weight loss was. And what we find is that we've had people who gained weight during the diet as far as their muscle mass, and they lose fat. So the diet is unique in that respect. A lot of the prescription drugs, maybe the fentramine that is popular as part of the old half of the old FenFen, that's methylated dextroamphetamine, which I believe
it's
used to be a controlled.
Meth. Yeah, is that
it's
what
legal
you're saying?
Meth. So we have FDA approved products that are basically speed.
Yeah. And what does that do to your muscle mass compared to the HCG?
You're going to lose muscle mass and lose weight, and so you become kind of a smaller version of yourself. And in the biochemistry, if we take rats and put them on speed, they have neuronal death, which is basically they lose brain cells. So I think the therapy.
Do you want to be thin that badly is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Dom and thin. Although dom girls that are thin totally get more, you know, privileges in life, shall we say. Dinners, sex, house payments.
No,
if you're going to be dumb, be thin. But can't you be both? I mean, really.
Yeah, I think where we're headed, we're going to add a diet portion to our program, where we have a clean organic program. And what people want is, they don't want to deny themselves food. So there's a program called Nina Cucina, which is going to be part of our diet advice. And you know, there are some wonderful desserts that, you know, creme brulee or chocolate mousse. And she asked us to guess what it was made of. And it wasn't, she says, it's not dairy. And it was made from avocado and cocoa powder and maple syrup. And there was 12 grams of fiber in it. So we're developing a whole product line of healthy gourmet organic food. You can basically have your dessert, and it's a very, very healthful meal.
Does the fiber offset keep your glycemic index more regulated, or do you need protein to do that as far as a dessert's concerned, even in the healthy world?
Well, it's like everything, but as a general rule, you know, we need to eat an adequate amount of protein. It can be 30% of your diet, and then carbohydrates can be 40% of your diet. And then what people forget is that we need about 30% of our calories from fats. And so the good fats are nuts in general. We were taught nuts were fattening, but they're good fats. And then avocados and the extra virgin olive oil. Those are fish oil. Yeah. And the omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in the fish, there's, you know, hundreds and thousands of medical articles touting the benefits of the fish oils that are harder to get in our diet now, but they have anti-inflammatory effects. They're brain food. They're starting to put some of the DHA, which is a healthy long-chain fat, and they're putting it in some of the formulas now. They're realizing that, you know, breast milk has healthy fats. So basically, breastfeeding is wonderful for neurological development. And
this is not something you're saying adults should be doing, though, right, Doctor? Breastfeeding.
We can get our no comment.
We did have a show, and someone called in and told me that there is a restaurant in San Francisco where they make cheese from mother's breast milk. So I don't know if it still has the benefits as an adult in a cheese form, but it was an interesting concept.
I wonder if it's popular.
It wasn't Japanese, too. That was the shocking thing, because Japanese, to me, are like the all-time strange ones as far as these sort of predilections. But
it could be a source of income.
Yeah. Well, for some.
A milk donor.
Well, and maybe with the hormone, maybe you get that HCG diet effect if someone's pregnant and they make, well, I guess they're not pregnant if they're breastfeeding most of the time. All right. Corn. Why is corn so bad these days? Because you indicated that animals that eat the corn, like the chickens or the cows, are unhealthy. What's going on with our corn?
Well, they've changed corn. They basically, you know, an acre of corn used to grow about 20 bushels of corn. Now we can grow 200. So we've created these corn that they don't compete with their neighbors, so they look like a rainforest. And they've, you know, the original Mexican corn had, you know, relatively good levels of protein in it. Now we've selected out this corn that basically is very, you know, very, very high in starch. So essentially you're eating sugar. It's very sweet. It's tasty. And, you know, not that great for us. Is half an ear of corn every once in a while bad? No. But just it can't be the staples of our diet.
Basically, he said a half a ear of corn. Yeah. Do you hear that, people? He's not even giving you a full ear once in a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you look back, I'm older than you, Marilyn, and we had the food pyramid in the 60s. And it was based on nothing. There was no science, and what the government has done is they've subsidized the worst food possible. And I think where we need to head is we need to be subsidizing healthy food. Basically, the wheat products and the pasta and the corn and
like, why are you giving my kid chocolate milk at school? Let's start there. I do not want my kid drinking chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And now she gets to pick it at school every day. And of course, I'm not there to supervise. She's totally going for it.
Yeah, and it's a sugary thing. So those are the things that are hard to change. And I think nutritionally, we're still really in the Stone Ages. Are basically the American nutrition is not really good. What do we really make in America? American cheese is bland. American bread is terrible.
It is kind of gross.
I guess we developed the hamburger.
We developed the French hamburger. French fries. Come on. Pommes frites. Aren't those really French?
Yeah. So French fries. They're freedom fries, I believe, now.
Freedom fries. Nice. Freedom to be a fat bastard. So corn as an ingredient, isn't that in everything, like high fructose corn syrup?
Absolutely. The FDA approved it as a food additive, I think, in the 1930s. And if you kind of trace the obesity and the weight in America, it all started then. And so we've, you know, go down the aisle and pick up anything that's processed and there's corn syrup in it. And we basically subsidize corn so much that it's, you can produce it for less than it costs or you get subsidized for it. So it's very cheap. And what are we going to do with all this leftover corn? Well, we'll feed it to cows and feed it to chickens, and that becomes our food chain.
So the food line you're promoting, I presume, does not have corn in every ingredient or every item?
Correct. I tell people to eat like a cave person. There's a paleo diet that's real popular. There's a, the Zone, the South Beach, Sugar Buster, Protein Power. The bottom line, it really gets down to, if you analyze what humans ate in evolution, if we can get simpler and less complex, you know, we're going to be thinner and we're going to be healthier. We won't have the disease. You know, when I was in medical school and went to anatomy lab and saw the hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis in the humans and these cadavers, it was like, wow. It was like, you know, mind-boggling.
And it was all Lucky Charms in there, basically.
Yeah.
Grape nuts.
Cheeseburgers. And and it's, it looked like a, if you've ever seen a pipe that's, you know, under your sink that is
I've
filled.
Seen what it does to my sink because the water won't drain. So I can
exactly.
only imagine what the inside looks like.
That's really what the human arteries look like. We have atherosclerosis starting in children now. And the generation now is the fattest generation of kids we have ever had. You know, they've taken, I don't even know, maybe physical education isn't necessarily part of curriculums as much as it used to be, but.
Yeah, it got cut with the budget cuts. Let's let them sit some more.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think long term, you know, the government needs to really focus on, you know, educating people how to eat correctly. And they can start by, you know, having maybe healthier lunch choices. And maybe, I think they're doing some of that now. And so it's not.
They talk like they're doing it, but I went in there and was not thrilled with the microwaved chicken nugget combination with the corn on the side and the chocolate milk to wash it down and a choice of desserts. Like, my kid does not need dessert at lunch with their chocolate milk.
Correct.
I mean, what is that about? And my child is in first grade. She gets to choose her own food in first grade. What do you think she's going to pick? I mean, that's
they're
all.
They're going to go for the corn dogs and they'll grilled
even,
cheese sandwiches and
yeah.
the mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, America favorite. So Europeans, how do they eat differently than us?
Well, if you really look how they eat, they basically prepare their food and they have smaller portion size. And they walk, they ride their bicycle, they don't get in their car and drive down to the 7-Eleven or the supermarket. So their society is different, but they're thin in general. And even, you know, there's a French paradox that we hear about. So they have a relatively higher fat diet.
More alcohol. They love
more
their
alcohol. The red wine has has some resveratrol in it, and that's. That actually activates or some anti-aging genes that are complicated called SIRT2 and 1 and 2. And this is activated by exercise. It can be activated by red wine. So basically, the French eat higher calories. They eat a little bit more fat, and they have their red wine, and they have lower rates of heart disease.
I know. We've got to figure this out. We are going to come up and do a break again, but I want to talk about sex when we get back, my favorite topic, and hormones, how it relates to sex drive, for males and females, as well as hormones in general and how they relate to mood, because I see an issue in my office with sort of a middle-aged divorcing crowd where husband comes in, because I typically represent husband, and complains about wife being a completely different person. She's crazy, she's manic, she's emotional, she's illogical, and it seems to me to be somewhat hormone-based. Being female and having had two children and going very perimenopausal in the doctor speak world after I have children, it makes you homicidal and suicidal. So I want to discuss this when we get back from the break.
Michael Savage of Fox News 1270.
We have a president who's nothing but a very thin college teacher, spewing hatred and division at every turn.
Weekdays at 3.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse, throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net. Not calm.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Here's Sharon Angle.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs, families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist?
Paid for by the friends of Sharon Angle.
I'm Sharon Angle, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
October 1st. The EPA deadline for anyone involved in lead-based renovation, repair, and painting. Reno Builders Exchange offers a complete line of certification classes. October 1st, the EPA is going to start enforcing fines up to $37,000 per occurrence. Reno Builders Exchange is offering the next class on October 28th for anyone not yet certified. Don't chance it. You can lose your job. Call Reno Builders Exchange at 786-4468. That's 786-4468. October 1st is already gone. Are you certified?
Fox 1270.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show with Dr. Mark Gunderson, and we were talking about age management, and Dell is making me laugh with her smart-ass music choices. So we were going to talk about hormones. Let's talk about women first and bash my gender. Then we'll get to yours. Okay, doctor? So
women first. Yes.
Women first. So midlife crisis women who are sending their husbands into my office, and I appreciate it, but if I could save a marriage or two, I might as well do that as my good deed of the day. What goes on with women, say menopausal, perimenopausal, whatever, when their hormones drop? Give me the lowdown from the doctor perspective in dumb terms so I understand it.
Your ovaries produce estrogen and progesterone predominantly, and those are the female hormones. The estrogen is what makes women rounded and curvy, luscious skin, hair texture, all the everything from vaginal lubrication to basically breast tissue support, and basically women lose they're born with a certain finite amount of eggs. Your eggs are your hormone factories. And slowly, you know, let's say you're born with 5 million. By the age of 30, you have 300,000 left. And by the age of 53, on average, you have zero left. So women are, they do have a biological clock. Men, we can technically make sperm indefinitely. Women basically go through ovarian failure. And with that, there's a whole host of things that can occur. Some women are very, very symptomatic during the hormonal decline. Some women seem to go through fine. Everybody's different, but there seems to be a common theme that maybe someone around 40, next thing you know, I've heard some attorneys say that their divorce is, there's a term called midlife crazy. And I would have to say that seems to be a very common thing. Maybe people feel like they're starting to not be the person they were when they're 25. Somebody might be losing their physique, their body's changing. They don't feel well. I don't necessarily think women are just depressed in their 30s and 40s. The first thing I look for is the hormonal decline. And I think you fix the hormones first. And I think the last thing I think about is depression. Depression is a real disease. But I think if all of us know people are on antidepressants.
Too many people, actually, but yes.
Way too many. Way too many.
And then they take pills to go to sleep because they can't sleep on their antidepressant, and pills for that, pills to wake up, pills for pain, pills for anxiety.
Yeah, and for instance, when men take an antidepressant, there's a direct, decrease in sexual performance with a lot of the products.
Which depresses you anyway. And then your wife.
Then you use Viagra. So we have a fix for that. Then you need Viagra.
And it might just be hormones. I mean, that's the thing. These doctors are not testing their hormones first. They're just saying, oh, you're depressed. Let me give you an antidepressant.
Yeah, I think the traditional doctor has a few arrows in his quiver. They don't really know what to do with somebody if they don't have a full-blown disease. If you have a thyroid crisis or, you're having a heart attack, we know what to do. But if middle-aged people are tired, they're having weight issues, fatigue, weight gain, they don't really have a lot of good answers for you. They tell you to exercise and diet, but they don't really have a plan for that. And they're afraid of hormones. I think we've heard that hormones are dangerous, they're going to cause cancer. Well, the medical data on that is really not there. And that sounds kind of crazy because we hear estrogen causes breast cancer. I think the medical data doesn't really show that. And if you look at women who have the highest hormone levels in their whole life, African tribe women who are pregnant 7 or 8 times, they breastfeed for 3 to 4 years. If you measure hormone levels for estrogen and progesterone during those periods, they're 50 times higher. So they actually get the highest hormone levels in a lifetime, and they have the lowest breast cancer rate. It's probably less than 1 in 200.
Huh.
So
it's interesting. Really interesting. So what does it do? I mean, I can tell you guys from a personal standpoint, like I said, when I have children, my hormones drop to like menopause level, and it makes me homicidal and suicidal. I hate everyone and myself. It's unfunctioning horror as far as moods are concerned. So you give somebody progesterone, estrogen is needed, and it boosts that, and it absolutely makes a difference. So it's a huge mood thing. What does it do for sex drive, doctor?
Well, women, you probably have to feel feminine to have a sex drive, and basically the brain.
I blame my husband for that, though. The answer is yes, doctor, but they need to tell us how hot we are at least once every 2 days, ladies, being honest.
Yeah.
But basically,
female hormones are total body hormones. They affect your brain. Part of a libido is in your brain, and it controls everything. And if your basically vaginal lubrication, your desire. The other hormone that we don't think about with women a lot, but I do, is testosterone. Women need an adequate amount of testosterone. They need a little bit of testosterone. Men need a little bit of estrogen.
Do we naturally produce testosterone in women?
Yes. And you can produce testosterone from your adrenal gland. So testosterone levels can be variable, but it's normal for a 40-year-old female in the reference range to have a testosterone level approaching zero. And then it's really hard to, probably have an orgasm. It might be hard to have any sexual interest. When you balance people's hormones, and everybody's a little bit different, but the estrogen, the progesterone, the testosterone, what you try to do is measure it. And we measure it during a day 21 of a female cycle if someone still has a uterus. If our doctors have not ripped your uterus out, but that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, apparently.
I think we should keep our parts rather than... I think we have a lot of surgery that we don't need to have.
Yeah.
That's another issue.
I always say that if I have to have surgery, I want to come out with like new boobs or something. I don't want to go in and have something removed.
That's right. We can We can enhance things.
So what is the testosterone level that you think women should have? Or what's the, you know, you said it can go to zero at 40. What is the level that it's ideally for a female?
Well, I think it's somewhere in the higher. As a general rule, hormones are best on the higher normal levels. So, you know, in lab core, for instance, the testosterone level in a female can range from 6 to 82. And that it's very common. You see people who are 6 or 12 and, you know, 15. And what you try to do is just get their level up, let's say 50 or 60. The next thing you know, their sexual interest is back. And then I hear people say, you know, I'm falling in love with my husband again. And so hormones are powerful.
A little too powerful or not. What is a male hormone average for testosterone so we can compare it to what the female numbers should be?
Well, somewhere between 200 to 1,000, essentially. And basically, if you're below 200, it's a disease. It's called hypogonadism. And very commonly, you see men who are 200 or 300, and some physicians say, well, gosh, you're in the reference range. Well, being in the reference range isn't really great, because, you know, the reason Viagra is a billion-dollar-plus drug is that men, as they age, they lose their effective testosterone. There's your free testosterone, which is available to tissue, declines, and most of your testosterone is bound. It's complicated chemistry, but men have their own menopause-type variant. It's called andropause, and basically most men after 40 probably could use to have their testosterone optimized, and that's what I do.
So if girls take testosterone, am I going to get a beard and like grow a man part or anything I should be concerned about? What are the side effects?
Really, the side effects, basically you give people the amount they need and not excess. Like anything.
So if it's at 50, I shouldn't have any side effect besides more sex.
Right. You should feel, but everybody's different. What you find and what works for you. So obviously let's say you have excess hair or acne, well, you lower the dose.
Okay, fair enough.
Or we laser all that off. We use laser therapy. So we like to create problems that we can take care of.
You don't give us more pills to fix it?
No.
What a concept. We are going to talk about male hormones and a little bit more about female hormones in combination. But I'm interested in talking, doctor, about testosterone in males and the negative side effects of low testosterone, what it has as far as an impact on men. After we come back from the break, let's discuss that and what testosterone boosting can do for you.
There's a lot going on right here in Nevada. Rather than just hear about it, talk about it. 6 to 10 weekdays, Fox 1270 in the morning.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marylandyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us. If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Fox News Radio, 1270. A friend of mine, he said to me, a skinny girl is a misery. I shook my head because I knew he couldn't be right. But that's when I thought back to just last night.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show with Dr. Mark Gunderson here, talking about age management and his Age Management Institute. We were talking about male hormones. So let's talk about testosterone, doctor. What are the signs of low testosterone as far as how it makes you feel or think or that sort of thing in a man?
Well, it does everything. It's a total body hormone. So it can mimic depression. There could be some erectile dysfunction. There can be a loss of sexual performance and interest. There could be body changes. It really affects
like boobs. Do they get man breasts without testosterone?
Yeah, they get moobs or whatever you want to call
them.
Yeah,
those are not attractive. So let's take this seriously, people.
I think there was a Seinfeld episode about that.
There should be.
It wasn't the bra, it was the bro or something.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes, Stella's nodding. You're speaking her language.
It was the bro.
Yeah, the bro. So we don't like that. Men, basically, I know as I aged, despite a good diet and exercise, is that I started to get the little middle-aged spread, which I hated, and I think made me think, gosh, I am getting older, and I'm not vain about getting older, but I like feeling youthful and active, and I like doing the things.
I'm totally vain about it, so.
That I do. So, you know, I'm 57, and I athletically feel like I can do things that I did in my 30s, and that's fun.
And you don't have any spread. I will vouch for the radio people that can't see you. There's no spread happening, doctor.
Yeah, so, and I think that's, you know, and it's really pretty easy.
So does it, I know that I've read a few things that say like you'll think cloudedly, like you don't have clear thinking, memory loss.
Correct.
And sleeping issues.
Yeah, medical studies, there's something called working memory. I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's the way you store things. And it basically testosterone helps memory. It helps you think. We can all picture maybe an executive who's 55 who all of a sudden he's a little bit less sharp in his decision-making, he's a little bit more indecisive, he's starting to gain weight, and you know, and when all that starts happening is you lose confidence in yourself. If you don't think you're at your best, you don't look your best. I understand how females are, because I think men, we may think we don't have egos, but we do. We'd like to think that we're not aging poorly. And so I think, like George Burns said, it's okay to get old, it's not okay to get older. And I like that philosophy. Humans can technically live to be maybe 120 or so. We don't know if that's going to happen with us, but we certainly can age slower.
What is your biological age? Because I know on your website, it says reduction of biological age. And those that are listening, if you want to look at his website, it's renoami.com. So go ahead. What is that?
Well, the bottom line is, if you know, for instance, when we measure bone density, there's a complicated score called a T-score, and it basically compares your bones to a 30-year-old female. Well, and so as we age, we can basically say, you know, you've got a bone age, and you can actually estimate a bone age. So you can say you might be 45, and let's say your bones might be 25, or you might have really good bone density. Well, kind of the same thing with hormone levels. So basically, our chronological age is how we look, or excuse me, it's our age in years, but our biological age is how we are on the cellular level. Traditionally, as we age, we lose bone, we lose muscle, and we gain fat. And you can actually completely reverse that. And so some people say anti-aging doesn't exist. Well, you know, I can measure myself and my patients, and I've got 10 years of data on myself, and my body fats, I've lost about 45% of my body fat. I've gained muscle mass. I essentially weigh exactly what I did 10 years ago. It's just that when I was 23% body fat, I looked a lot bigger. Now that I'm 12 or 13% body fat, I'm more dense and compact and leaner looking. I wear jeans that I wore when I was in college.
Holy crap, I feel guilty. I'm going to say it. For those of you that are listening, I'm feeling large and in charge. But testosterone, do you have to inject it? Can you use creams if you're a man and you have low testosterone? For those that are needle fearful, what are the choices as far as supplementing your testosterone? Can you take a pill, snort a line? What goes on in the
Well, it's complicated, but it's easy if you know what you're doing. Basically, I can make a male produce more testosterone. We can give him a small injection, which is kind of like an insulin shot.
So it's like a nothing needle.
Yeah, it's a nothing. And what you can actually put, let's say a 40-year-old male that needs a little boost, you can basically just, without putting them on testosterone, we have the ability to make people produce more of their own testosterone. We can make men produce more growth hormone without putting them on either testosterone or growth hormone. So there are ways to boost your own production of hormones, which is probably a very natural way to do that. And then as far as testosterone, if we can't get you to produce enough, then the options are we can use injectable testosterone, which is a weekly shot, or for people who don't like the shots or it's not convenient for whatever reason, you can use a daily cream that you put on your skin and it's absorbed in your circulation. Both of them are very, very effective.
How do you make yourself produce more testosterone? Like exercise, get in a fight in a bar? I mean, help me out.
There are some things you can do. If you do really vigorous exercise, if you take the biggest muscle groups we have and work them very strenuously.
And it's not your penis, gentlemen. It's not. So go ahead.
I had something I was going to say that I won't say.
Because you're more decent than I am.
Yes. This is the PG show, I think.
That's right.
This is not the Howard Stern show, is it?
Sometimes it goes there, but we have to watch the FCC. So you work out your biggest muscle groups.
Yeah, basically.
Rigorously.
Yeah, and there's specific ways to exercise where you can actually produce more hormones. So,
does your office provide that sort of exercise plan for your patients?
Well, our office is actually located in the South Reno Athletic Club. And so my vision of health is a multidisciplinary approach. For instance, at the South Reno Athletic Club, we have physical therapy on site. We have a chiropractic service on site. We have an acupuncturist on site. We have age management. And then we have, the fitness facilities for our gym members. We have group classes. We have private trainers. And what I do is I look at everybody needs a little bit of help. Some people have never worked out before. And so we have the ability to train them to be active. We don't have to train like Olympic athletes, but we need moderate exercise. We need it regularly, and it's good for health. And so if you look at inflammation, basically we essentially treat inflammation at the cellular level. The more things that we do correctly, we lower inflammation. We can measure it. Exercise. There was one study that basically said a glass of red wine a day, exercise, and a Mediterranean diet may add 14 years to your lifespan. So there's not everything has to be hormones, but there are certainly what we need to do is we need balance in our life. We can't be sedentary. We need to be active. And there's biochemical things that occur with exercise. The body likes a little bit of stress. when you have, when you stress
a little
it.
Bit of, you said a little bit of stress. Not a lot, people. Easy?
And I'm talking about physical stress.
Oh, okay.
But as far as mental stress, absolutely mental stress needs to be reduced. We need to be healthy.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Doctor. It was a great show. And again, if you guys want to look at his website, renoami.com, or stop in his office if you are in the Reno Athletic Club. Stop eating like fat bastards. No more corn. Get your butts out of the chair and do some testosterone therapy if you need it, even us ladies. Thank you again. We'll talk to you guys next week.